Jessica Thayer is in the studio tonight, and we're going to talk about the 13th annual Clay Alliance Spring Pottery Fair, which will take place on Saturday, May 4th, from 11 to 5, rain or shine. Jessica, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Barbara.
I want you to tell us what kinds of pottery we might find at the spring show and, of course, where it's going to be held.
Well, the spring show is going to be on DeSales Corner. It's at Woodburn and Madison Road in East Walnut Hills. We have gone ahead and shut down Woodburn Avenue in that small section, so it's along the street. And you will see all kinds of pottery. We have things from regular everyday wear, serving platters, jewelry. We also have some very talented artists that also do sculpture. So you will definitely find anything you could possibly imagine.
And how many exhibitors do you plan to have?
We have over 60 clay artists up and down the street.
And I understand there will also be some other sort of accessories, so to speak. Do you have supplies and tools and those kinds of things available?
We will be. We have a few vendors that are going to be showing off. Clay Alliance has multiple people that do everything. And so Funky Fired Arts and Core Clay are two of our vendors. People will also be having demonstrations, and they will be some children's areas too. So if you have creative kids that want to go ahead and paint a few pots and create their own masterpieces, we have that available.
You have some wonderful music too. Who's going to be there?
Yes, Jake Speed and the Freddies have come in the past, and they will be performing again up and down the street from noon to three.
As I understand it, there's no entrance fee and parking is free, yes?
Correct. Parking is free. And there are probably about three different places along the street side that you'll be able to enter on the corner of DeSales and then also along Myrtle Avenue and along the back side of Woodburn as well.
So this is actually going to be like a street fair from what you described. The booths and so forth will actually be in the closed part of Woodburn Avenue.
Correct.
I think you also have some prizes and a raffle.
Yes, we do. This year, Clay Alliance will be having a raffle of four pieces by artists Lisa Connor, Trina Feldhake, Martha Healy, and Leslie St. Clair. Raffle tickets can be purchased in advance at Core Clay and at Funky Fired Arts or on the day of the fair. In addition to the raffle, we'll be having door prizes on the day of the event. Every hour, door prizes will be given away, and there'll be the ceramic pieces of the clay artists that are in the show.
Tell us about the Clay Alliance. Who founded it? Why did they found it? And who can join in?
Well, Clay Alliance is really all the clay artists, or a good portion of clay artists in the greater Cincinnati area and even up into Dayton and into Kentucky, and even some in Indiana. So Clay Alliance was founded partly for Empty Bowls. Empty Bowls is an event we have in the fall, and that money that we raise goes toward the food bank and trying to raise money for kids in need. And in addition to that, we've grown throughout the years and decided to have pottery fairs in the spring and also in the holiday season.
Do you offer some workshops too?
Yes, Clay Alliance does have workshops. Some of our members will have workshops at some of the studios around town, such as Core Clay and Funky Fired Arts.
I think that you don't need to be a long-term pottery artist to join Clay Alliance, do you? I mean, I think membership is pretty open, isn't it?
It's very open. We have membership available to people who just love pottery and want to see and hear about all the artists in the town. We also have membership available to students straight out of college, in college, and potters who have been potters for all their lives.
I want you to say just a little bit more about Empty Bowls, because this is really a wonderful benefit that Clay Alliance does.
The bowl part of it, bowls have many meanings throughout many different cultures, and part of it is really giving. That is some of the meaning that we use. And so giving a bowl to be filled and to feed the children is really what Empty Bowls is all about. And it's not just a Cincinnati event, it's actually a national event that different clay groups all over the country do. So we have Empty Bowls in the fall, and that benefit goes directly toward the Kids Cafe and the food bank.
And how does somebody participate? Do you buy or sponsor a bowl, so to speak?
In Empty Bowls, what you do is you buy a ticket, and that ticket allows you to go into our bowl room and pick out a bowl, any bowl you want from donated bowls that the artists around the city have made. And then you get a meal along with that bowl, and tickets will go on sale here later this year.
And then the proceeds go to?
The proceeds go to the Kids Cafe.
At the Free Store Food Bank.
Correct.
It's a wonderful benefit. And this is a wonderful event also coming up, this 13th annual Clay
Alliance.
It's
very exciting. It's the beginning of spring. Everybody likes to get out, and it's right around Mother's Day. So everybody will be bringing their moms and picking out pieces, and you see people with dogs and people with small children. It really is the first spring event that brings everyone together.
It's going to be a fun day. Thanks so much for coming and telling us about it.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
I've been talking with Jessica Thayer about the 13th annual Clay Alliance Spring Pottery Fair, which will take place on May 4th from 11 to 5, rain or shine, at DeSales Corner. It's at the Woodburn Avenue and Madison Road intersection in East Walnut Hills. Jake Speed and the Freddies will be there, along with 60 clay artists, and hopefully you will too. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.